dusty millennial.
I thought you were asleep over there. I was looking at your eyes closed. He's out. You are far more territorial than I am.
I like to sit in the same spot.
Well, she was sitting in that seat, just like we switched it up. Oh, then I'm going to take James's seat.
How is it, though? It's nice, right?
It is.
You
nice.
Feel more comfortable.
I prefer
more
to
relaxed.
Stretch my legs out.
Yeah, I feel just uncomfortable. And
that's how I didn't want
to
feel.
I have
so
nothing to say now.
Oh, man.
Well, I have my Snoop wine.
There you go.
That's all you need.
We
the
gave
Snoop
you most of the bottle.
Snoop
so.
Wine will get.
I noticed
going.
There was a bit in here.
You'll have something to say after a couple of sips.
I was like, I don't want that much. And Sam was like, well, last time you finished the bottle. And I was like, I know, I didn't finish my wine. And she was like, I just split it three ways. And I was like, oh, I'll just give James a lot more. It's not my fault because the cups are different sizes, so
that's
I couldn't
true.
See proportionally how much I was putting in each
Well,
glass.
I appreciate that you got me a red Solo cup instead of a glass.
She told me that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
I did. I prefer
requested.
It. Better grip.
Mm.
It doesn't clink.
Is it for men?
Maybe.
Does
it cost
Barbie
less?
Party,
does it cost
Solo
less?
Clips.
Absolutely.
If it costs less, then it's for men.
The better grip.
Yeah.
You need like the workers' gloves.
Mm-hmm. Or if it has like camo on it. Mm. Or
yeah.
Or like
sandpaper.
Protein plus.
An NFL logo.
Yeah.
Mm. Just get
this wine tastes
here.
Fruitier than I remember. The more I drink, like the every time I drink it, I like it more and more.
Well, really? When did we buy this? Maybe it's aged.
This was for
it's from the stock
holiday.
Exchange.
I wouldn't call that aged, but it's a little old.
God.
Snoop Dogg wine is perfectly aged.
We got to try Snoop's Rosé next time.
So Rosé is bad.
Oh.
It's fine. Really sweet. Sorry to slander your name like that, Snoop.
Mm. Yeah.
But I haven't tried his Gold or his Blanc, and I feel like those would be really good.
What the hell is Gold?
One of them is bubbly white wine, like Prosecco, and one of them is just like normal white wine. Flat.
Gold wine.
And I love white wine. Like, I don't like red wine, but I love white wine. So if I like his red wine, I'll have to like his white wine.
I don't know. You didn't like his rosé.
Rosé is
like
such
rosé
a hit or miss.
White are a little
Speaking
closer.
Of things meant for women, mm. Rosé. Mm.
I love a frosé.
Frosé, yeah. Frosé all day.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome to the potty.
We brought Sam Mann's back.
Yeah,
because
again?
We like her episode.
The return. She actually has an intro song she wanted to play. So Chris Hammer will play it right now.
Back again.
That was her intro.
That was amazing, Chris.
Yep. Well done.
I totally did that.
Yeah. Well, we brought Sam Mann's back because a couple reasons.
Because
one,
her podcast episode's, I think, the best one.
Well, and so it much. Is the highest, is the most listened to.
My theory, my hypothesis.
Not
is
that, that it's a great guest?
Yeah, I was going to say,
that,
don't take this away
it's that,
from me.
But it's also, that was the one we switched from Revelations host to Rebel Leadership. And Revelations is still up, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Lucky I was able to set this up at all.
This is like when a client comes in and has like three Facebook pages and we're like,
Which one is this? Do you have the password?
Nope. Then like, can we get access to this? And like, I don't know anything.
I think it's because the Spotify account was set up by someone years ago. So we can add, but we can't subtract.
Yeah, just contact support.
Yeah, I'm sure Spotify's all over that.
I don't know.
Better than
for,
Meta.
For the number one podcast in Cheshire.
Yeah, with your number one guest.
Is it actually, are we beating 8760?
Yeah,
I remember the name.
Them.
Really?
Killing them.
Yeah.
Take that, 8760.
Yeah, we're crushing them. Well, they only have one episode. They did record episode two with a dude from ESPN.
Wow.
So they're crushing us in guests.
Mm. Yeah.
It's rude.
I said it for you.
Seems like their audience is male.
You know what's so funny? Speaking of like B names, every time I talk to my parents about work here, my dad, like, cannot remember Bryn's name, and he calls him by a different variation every single time. I got home yesterday, he goes, how's Brian? Like, who's Brian? And he, like, always has a weird variation. Like,
I said Brian when I came in for my interview.
Yeah.
My
really?
First
You still
first
got the job.
Still I still got the job.
Bryn called me, and I thought it was a spam.
Why?
Well, so you know how there's, like, someone who will email us and be like, hi, this is Bryn. Come see. So I got a call.
I get those the most often. When I happen to be sitting next to Bryn.
Interesting.
So I get emails and
you
texts.
You can confirm.
Yeah,
I got a call. I came in early morning, a day that I always come in, like a Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. And I got a call and it was an 860 area code. So I'm like, okay, Connecticut. And I pick it up and it was like, hi, this is Bryn. And I was like, okay, Bryn. Bryn comes, I was like, hi, Bryn. And he was like, Bryn Tindall. I was like, okay. He's like, your boss from Rebel, and I was like, yeah, okay, Bryn, my boss from Rebel, like, why don't you come upstairs and come say hi? And he was like, oh, you're here. Come see me. Click. And I was like, oh, that was the real Bryn Tindo. And I came down and he was like, do you not have my number saved? And I was like, oh, no. And he was like, save my number in your phone. And I was like, yes, Bryn. I will.
Yeah, I might not have his numbers saved. I don't think I have any of your numbers saved.
That's rude.
Yeah, no, you texted us on Sunday, and I was like, I'm assuming this is James.
I would respond more, not necessarily, but more likely to respond if you texted me, as opposed to when you send me stuff in social media. Like you,
I sent you a great meme, and you looked at it and didn't. You know what that means? That was like what I consider like a mid to top tier level meme. So now when I see like low to mid level ones, I don't send them to you because I don't think you'll respond. And you're missing out.
I feel like he would prefer the low to mid level
ones. Had nothing to say to it.
It's funny.
You just have to
Well, it was about me.
And it's like when your dad mentions like an anecdote from his life and then you like have to piece the things together and it's like
it's police board. Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the Charlie in front of the board.
And I was like, this is every single story you tell in a podcast episode, like me trying to like piece together your life.
And when I saw it, was that like Saturday?
I don't know.
I was like doing stuff around the house. I see it. And I'm like, does that mean I'm confusing?
Like, fuck off, Sam.
Yeah, does that mean I'm confusing? And I want to say, go Aww. Back to drinking. Because you were on vacation. And then I just didn't respond and left it there. And then I thought about it yesterday when I saw you. I was like, oh, I didn't respond to her again.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So give me your gender marketing pitch. Go.
What's my
elevator pitch?
What do you mean?
Like, what about it?
Well, you... Why you
marketing?
You suggested this episode topic.
Oh, because we were talking in the ELT meeting earlier. I forget about what
you were
now.
In an ELT meeting.
I'm important.
Oh my god! Wow. This is me getting FaceTime with my like senior management.
You know, play your cards right. Well, anyway.
Yeah, back to gender marketing.
So the ELT meeting. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't remember you're talking about at all.
I was just listening. But,
I think I was completely zoned out to that conversation.
Somebody brought up like monster trucks and making things black. Oh, Mark was talking
about
like the
poor. I was 100% not paying attention to
the
that.
The poor strips that you buy and how
he talks
men,
about that all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, he's very That's passionate so about men's like beauty care.
Well, he buys the women's because the men's
but they're
don't
not
work.
Big enough.
Oh,
yeah, I told you.
I was not paying attention. I don't know if you could tell. I was thinking during that because it was all about stuff that.
I know. I was going to Slack you, but like, was there something that I was supposed to be talking about?
Oh, yeah. No, I was very much caught up into what I was doing after that. I was kind of trying to come up with a new program name for an NFL thing.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So that's where my head was at.
Well, we were talking about genders for some reason. Poor strips came up somehow in that meeting where they're black for men, have okay, monster trucks on the label. And I don't know who decided that. Men like that
I
stuff.
Love that I was sitting... It, right there at the table with you all, yeah. And none of this is registering. And that
it's
was
just like every other podcast topic.
I was literally about to say that.
But it did transfer into Slack.
It did.
And it's about how products mm-hmm. are positioned, marketed, priced, the whole deal, mm-hmm. How they're made, how they're the color, the copy, the
marketed.
Font. Marketed. In a way that is...
Biased. This made... Mm-hmm. I was researching this.
I was going to work my way to bias.
It made me angry. I was like, oh, I can't believe the stats that I'm reading.
I worked on a project for 20, should I say that? I don't know if I should say the name. I'll say it. 21 Seeds Tequila, now owned by Diageo. Mm. And it's all women. At the time, owned, run, marketed, made. Team of powerhouse women built this thing.
Like those law firms where only women work there and they wear all pink?
Mm. Maybe, but these... Didn't all do pink, but they created a great product. It was really great to see their journey of like blowing up, doing this together. And they got a lot of attention because of that. And so we were doing a project and we recommended hitting on that, the pink tax, where women are paying more for things like razors. And, where we were like, well, can we, what was that?
108% more.
108% more, yeah.
There you go, Sam.
I love that you guys just like, reactive.
See, that's why we need video because no one else.
No,
that
was a comical moment. We can stage it later. But no, we're like, well, because that's true, and this is a product made by, inspired by, not for, but embraced by women. What if we charged men more? Mm. What if we just drew attention to this problem, and just flat out said men pay more. Men pay more, right? They don't actually have to because some people, when we said that, reacted, that's illegal.
Oh, my God.
Right? It's like, well, it's not illegal when Gillette does it. to women, right? So why can't we do this? And we said, well, what if we have fun with it? What if we make it a like a recommended donation? What if we could put products on our on the website in the shop section that were cute and clever and like there's where you pour the shots. I don't remember what it's called, but we're like, what if, because if you ever look at them, the little metal things that have two sides, one is a bigger shot than the others.
Oh, yeah, the 1 ounce and the 2 ounce.
Yep. So we said, jigger. So what if we said 2 ounce women, 1 ounce men? Mm. We say, you get less. Every day in life, you get more. Today, you get less. And we just create a bunch of products. We can put products up that make it cheaper for women. We could just really dig into this, have fun with it, not make it offensive, not upset anybody, but they were like, yes, great, love it, let's do it. Then some men from outside sources were like, how dare you? And
the old white stakeholders.
And it, yep, like, exactly.
Middle-aged white man.
And yep. it died.
That sucks. I love that idea.
We did some content and it was all fun. It was not, it was drawing attention to something that's very serious, but did it in a way that was inviting, that was educational.
Have you ever done like released a campaign where you like test it out and like see how it performed or like content? I feel like doing like a focus group would be so fun. And
I like always think of focus. Whenever I think of focus groups, even you just saying focus groups, I flash back to this one moment. I was at a big agency network and one of the agencies they owned, one of the groups they owned was a focus group company, a data research insights. And we had a call. I want to say it was for Bayer. I think that's who it was, like Bayer.
You know, like medicine. Aspen?
Yeah. And it was some program that was going on. They were doing something with Walmart, and we did a bunch of ad concepts. And the woman started the call with, like, great. So which one do you want to win?
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, what? And she's like, which one do you want to win? Because, you know, we'll make sure that one wins. And I was like, oh, crap, that's how this works? Oh, like, is this all just...
What a cop-out. Yeah.
And, like, is that the way they all go? I don't know. Is it because we were partners and owned by the same company? Mm. And she was just like, I got your back. I don't know, but I've never done a focus group since, actually. That's
We've done digital focus groups.
Yes, I mean, this was like a true one, yeah. Like people in a room, like the old school.
Those I feel like are always kind of rigged.
I want to experience one where it's like for film or something, where they get like a bunch of like ladies watching like The Golden Bachelor, and they're like, how will this perform? And they're like, we've got a huge hit on our hands.
Yeah, I've done those like dial testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
None of them are fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Calvin Klein ad?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So the CK ad, that came up in a conversation on Slack. Calvin Klein put out a commercial with Jeremy Allen White.
She knew that right away.
Sexy, sexy, sexy commercial. I didn't pay attention to it when it came out. I don't care. I don't watch The Bear.
You didn't pay attention, but you said three sexies.
Oh, well, I didn't. No, because then I watched it when I heard so many people complaining about it for weeks. And then I saw maybe it was dial testing. It was response. Over the course of the 30 seconds, men, their anger increased, women's interest increased.
Sure.
Right? And then you're seeing posts about people who are like, this isn't storytelling, this is bad content, generally men. But then it was the thing of like, well, we keep saying sex sells. Are you mad because it's selling to someone other than you?
Well, we were talking before you got here that ad was not meant for men.
No, but I did
that
like
ad
it.
Was meant for women to buy those underpants. It was really
well shot. It was well shot. He looks great.
Vintage, yeah. Like New York.
But like those zoom-ins, not for the men.
No.
That's for the women who want to buy those for their boyfriends so that they look like Jeremy Allen White.
There was a controversy.
that's all it takes?
Maybe. There's some people.
There's a controversy with, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the show Euphoria.
Yes.
But Euphoria has, some would say, problem
adult content
of over sexualization of just like everyone. it's like the unique thing is that usually it's like an over sexualization of women. Mm-hmm. But no, like full nudity, frontal nudity, men all the time, lots of nudity
all the time.
Yeah, not all the time, but there was like a big debate on how people were really uncomfortable with like the specifically over sexualization of men. And the purpose of it was that like he was trying to portray men how women are typically like over sexualized. So it's like you're uncomfortable with this when it's a guy. But when it's a woman, you're okay with it.
There you go.
It is interesting. This is maybe like 2 weeks in a row now. I've been on client calls and they start to say something and then they look at me and they say, please don't be offended by this. And they say something like wildly offensive about women.
Ooh, like what?
Or when they make a vaguely offensive joke towards women and every man in the room laughs and you're like.
Yeah, I think the first one, I don't even know why this guy said this. I hope he's not going to listen to this podcast. But he was like,
well, what's his name? Just so we can find out.
I don't even know. I can tell you the client's name, but that feels a little riskier.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like, well, no offense to this, but I feel like it's like a Wonder Bra. Okay. He's like, yeah, my sister recently got a Wonder Bra and it changed everything. I was like, I'm sorry. What?
Changed everything for
first of all, why do you know that? Second of all, why are you saying this on a business call? Whether I'm here or not, how is this relevant to your product? Because it was like a DTC, like physician. I was like,
what's DTC?
Direct to consumer.
Oh, DTC. I thought you said DDC.
No, 2T.
Oh, okay.
I forget what the second one was. Mm. Oh, we were genderizing a brand. Like if your brand could be more female or male, kind of like, what would it be? Just like off the cuff. Which I think we should probably scrap that question. It's no longer like as relevant. But he was like, I think it would be, you know, a nice man who takes care of his woman. Like, oh, gross.
Don't say that again.
Or they assume you don't know things about like sports or alcohol, whiskey, things like that.
Yeah. Another term that we haven't fully embraced is mansplaining.
Mansplaining?
Yeah. It's where she explains things that are just like obvious.
I do that.
Okay, so either I don't know things that are obvious or I haven't experienced that.
I don't think you've experienced it. Right. I think James experienced it because I have to explain the memes to him.
Well, that's memes? Just because you're a little...
You never experienced
memes. That's just because you're a dusty millennial.
A dust bowl.
Dust bowl, dust sorry.
Dust bowl. A dusty millennial. I thought you were asleep over there. I was looking at your eyes closed. He's out, but he's paying attention to that.
Came in right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that on the hat for you.
Dust Bowl Millennial?
Dusty Millennial.
Just Dusty?
Dusty.
Why is that so funny?
Hammer. I don't know.
Hammer, you're cracking up over there.
We're losing it over here. It's okay. Yeah. It's in a good way.
Yeah.
You had some Four Loko. There was something I wanted to talk about. Mm. I saw an article about Snoop Dogg's
The stove.
Yes, solo stove. So when was that? Was that sometime in December?
It was recently because it was like December. After we had published the Snoop Dogg blog about his brand evolving. And then I was like, Snoop Dogg gives up smoke? His brand really sure has evolved. And then this stunt got released. And I was like, oh, good thing we did not change the blog.
Yeah. It was within a few weeks. It was within a few weeks of the holidays. In theory, they expect a massive sales boost because of this stunt that is getting everyone's attention. But then recently, the CEO was let go and replaced.
Yeah.
And the new CEO claimed that that stunt was not only ineffective, it was actually created negative impact for them.
Huh.
And that is why the CEO was let go. And I have a couple issues with that.
Okay. Go ahead.
One is I call bullshit because the board replaces the CEO and immediately has one that they've taken from another major internet, like global corporation. No, you were planning this for a long time. No one finds a CEO that fast.
True.
You were planning it. You're making an excuse, right? You're a bunch of liars. Not buying a solo stove. Number two, have you ever heard post hoc ergo propter hoc?
No.
It is a logical fallacy that is after it, therefore because of it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's basically you assume causation. And because we launched this, therefore we expect sales.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because we didn't get sales, therefore you know, this was flawed.
Yeah.
I read a little bit trying to understand this, and the former CEO expected to launch that and to see a massive increase in e-commerce sales.
Interesting.
And I said, what the else did you do? Well, where is your... retargeting, where's your email? What did you do to the site? Like, right. You just launch one stunt and you think you're done, buddy, right before the holidays? That's foolish.
What do you mean? Is the solo stove is like a fire pit, but without
a smokeless stove? Yeah.
I feel like, first of all, that was dumb of him to assume that because the people that are following Snoop Dogg like that probably aren't just up and buying fire pits. They might not even know homes. A lot of millennials in like that age like live with their parents still because of how bad the housing economy is.
I mean, there is like an 80% spike of interest in like Snoop Dogg giving up smoke though.
Yeah, like that after specific story.
Yeah, after he announced that. Yeah. And it did decline after the campaign.
I did look it up and when it was because Sammy Rubes texted me.
Interest is mostly in California too, which is interesting.
It was November 19th, so it was actually pre-Thanksgiving.
It's a great day.
She goes in all caps, Snoop Dogg is quitting weed. This is not a drill.
I don't know what my...
You might have messaged me that day as well, but I ignored it.
Yeah.
I mean, it got a lot of talk, but that campaign got more talk than the actual stove did. I didn't hear anybody even talk about it after.
The it was so, we released our blog, mid-October. So it was, 2 weeks later. It was, more Snoop Dogg news. Oh, my God. This is so crazy for Snoop Dogg.
Well, and Forbes came out with an article that was this is the way. This is perfect. What a great campaign. It's not that the company's just copping out.
So what else are we talking about? You want to interview me?
Sure. Let's see.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm still really hungry.
Domino's? Do you want to talk about Domino's?
No, I want to talk about Papa John's. You all want to talk about Domino's.
I don't really want to talk about either one. I don't know much about them, honestly.
What did you send me about Domino's?
Kate had sent an ad that they did that was plowing and pizza or something, like snow plowing. With every driveway plowed, you get a pizza or something.
They're partnering with towns across the country.
It's like a message from Sam Rubin. I don't click on it.
And awarding $500,000 in grants. So they'll give out $25,000 grants over the season to assist towns with snow plowing to ensure that the carryout customers are able to access pizza no matter what the weather is like.
Does that work? We talked about the Snoop thing. Doing one stunt that people talk about for 2 days is not enough.
It reminds me of, we talked about this in your last episode, the PepsiCo, giving away that.
But that was long term. That was something, it grows, it builds, you collect.
I would argue that the average American is so bad with numbers that they see $25,000 and they're like, wow, lots of zeros.
Americans are stupid.
Yeah.
Three, one, two, three zeros.
I'm curious, where was Check this targeted math. To? Because we just got the first snowfall of the past 2 years. how common
here,
is this?
Here.
Yeah, here. That's what I'm saying. Where is it targeted to? Okay.
I don't know the geo-targeting, but I'd be curious. Have to assume they found a market in New England.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Oh, they're a global brand, though.
Yeah, they're global. But, Florida doesn't need that.
Florida don't need that.
Maybe
there's
Europe
a lot
does.
Of things Florida needs, but
Europe.
Snowplows, not one of them.
It's interesting sitting over here because now I can watch Hamill's reactions.
He just loves staring at me. Hi.
I've been staring at you a lot.
I know you are.
Because I'm watching you react and things you laugh at. I'm like, oh. Hammer thought that was funny.
It's like the new V.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's your studio audience.
You're my new V. Do you want to do yoga like V does?
Oh, I don't think I could even get close to that one.
All right.
I was sitting across from V, but was so keyed into Craig that I did not even know she was doing yoga. And you reference it so frequently in the podcast. I'm like, I missed the yoga.
She was on the floor.
He honed me in. I was yeah, Craig, this is good stuff.
Did your family listen to the Four Loko episode?
I did not even. Oh, my aunt did. She's Juwan. I can tell you what she said.
What did she say?
She said.
Did read it
Can we have reviews?
Did
David? People leave us reviews?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't looked.
No, I didn't even share it with David because I knew that it wouldn't be something he enjoyed.
How is David not subscribed? How is he not getting these automatically?
Let's see. Oh, she said, you know.
Oh, God.
You know the podcast has fallen apart.
Oh, let's just pause right there. Okay,
you're singing the Team America theme. And I said, yeah, the Four Loko one's kind of fun. And she said, agreed, definitely a fun one.
I mean, I wouldn't say falling apart. What was cut out was when we were falling apart. Because we were all a little off.
From the Four Locos.
Yeah, it was weird.
Have I told you that she will make references to our podcast while we're with the whole family?
Quote
it?
She'll quote things. She'll she'll parrot back some of the little quips that we say. And one time she called me Sammy Rubes. She wrote it on my drinking cup. And she was like, I'm writing names in your cups. David, Melissa, Sammy Rubes, Danielle. And I started laughing and they all were giving me a look, and I was like, you don't understand, but she just made a really funny joke.
Listen and subscribe.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that she takes from the podcast and brings into everyday life?
Does she have a favorite guest? And is it me?
Yeah. Or does she have a favorite host?
It's kind of Sammy Rubes.
I don't know. I'm hoping.
We'll let her, she'll be listening to this, and Aunt Lainey, text me the answer to these questions, and we'll put it on the next episode we record.
Mm. Yeah.
Or if it's me, Aunt Lainey. And
you
just find me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, add James on LinkedIn. Yeah. I don't. Aunt Lainey, are you active on LinkedIn? I don't know. She's a teacher.
I will ignore you on other social channels.
She will ignore you on all social channels.
Yeah. I will acknowledge that I saw them, but I will not respond.
To Facebook?
Oh, I have Facebook, but even less of a chance of me seeing it.
Do you use Facebook actively?
Well, I use it to find my cat.
Okay.
I was pretty active on Facebook during then.
Did you find a cat?
Mm-hmm. I adopted it last night.
What?
Yeah, his name is Jerry. He's 9 years old.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Why'd you name him Jerry?
Because he's 9 years old and I didn't want to change his name. Okay. I imagine being a 9-year-old cat, like almost a senior cat, and then someone calling you like Snickers. Like,
phase one, imagine you're a 9-year-old cat.
Yes. And then someone's trying to name you Snickers.
Like, that just felt like, not like cruel, but just like a little insulting.
Tell me about.
You should have asked what his nicknames were. Yeah. Because the names evolve.
Well, the woman only had him for a couple of months.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's just like the best cat ever. He's so chill.
Oh, do you want to hear the rest of that story about the crazy cat lady in my neighborhood? We were slacking about this. I lived in a neighborhood where there was a crazy cat lady.
Oh, no, don't tell me that story.
You don't want to hear the story?
The story of how a lady died and was eaten alive by her cats? Oh, no, I don't.
Tale as old as time.
I don't want to hear that story.
But then it stopped because I said, that's not the end of it.
And I said, I am repulsed. Don't tell me the end of it. And here you are trying to tell me the end of it.
Good podcast material.
Close your ears. I want to hear it.
Do you want to hear it? Okay, so there was this lady and she was antisocial. No one knew her. We didn't even know her name. But she had like, I don't know, 30 cats. They were running everywhere. One day, there's a little bit of a something in the air.
Sure.
Yeah. Don't quite know what it is.
Dead body.
But there's something there.
Okay.
And so someone realizes what's going on. They call 911. They go to her house. They try to get a hold of her. Can't get a hold of her. They enter. And it's not just that she passed. It's not just that they ate her. But if you have 30 cats trapped in a house for an extended period of time.
Oh, they're pooping everywhere.
Apparently it was like a few feet deep when they walked in the house. So they had to get put on feet. So they had to put on hazmat suits and trudge their way through there to further investigate.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awful. This took a dark turn.
I know. Yeah, it did. Back to a brighter topic, misrepresentation of women in marketing strategies.
Ugh, let's talk about the bane of my existence, Bickford ladies.
Yeah, go.
Ugh. I don't know why it makes me so mad. I go into Staples. I'm like, I'm going to get a nice pen. I like the way they write. They have to glide really well because I have the script S in my name. If you don't have the right pen, it just breaks. And it's like really irritating for no reason at all.
The script S in your name?
Yeah. My first name is Samantha.
What about you writing by hand?
Of course I write by hand.
Who's the Dust Bowl millennial here now?
Okay, kids these days all have iPads. No one's going to know how to write by hand. We're going to lose
Sam
it.
Sam is arguably like extremely on the border of millennial Gen Z. Like not by age, but just by like mannerisms and slang and interest and love.
Well, she's
chaos.
Over here writing cursive, more like Gen X.
Oh my God. I'm versatile. What can I say?
Multi-generational mind.
Yeah, exactly. But the way that it writes is really important. So you go into Staples and you're like, I'm going to buy a nice pen. And then you see the Bic section. There's all these Bic. What?
Sorry, my mom just texted me out to Jerry. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm not home yet, Mom.
He's great.
Yeah, hopefully.
So this is the first day at your house.
Yeah.
He's just there chilling?
He's just chilling.
Do you put him in something?
He's in my room. He's just chilling.
Just chilling.
Free range.
Yeah.
Free range cat.
Okay.
Free range cat. Free range chicken.
I forgot that it's like free feeding cat and not free range cat. And so my roommate asked, and I was like, "Yeah, he's free range." And she was like, "What?" I was like, "Free range cat." And she's like, "Do you mean free feed cat?" And I was like, "Oh, it's like you know what I meant." So
I've never
heard
of free feed.
It means that I don't have to wake up or like feed him at a specific time. I just like leave food out for him, and he'll like eat it when he does because he's not food motivated. He's affection motivated.
Ooh, so that's my theory. That's he's my miserable right now.
Well, I think he's getting used to my house. Like he's kind of like, what's going on? I've been rehomed. But I've noticed that even though he's noticeably like physically scared, like pupils dilated, frightened, on edge with every sound, he'll still be like craving affection and like coming and like spinning around in circles.
Acting like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog. He likes his belly rubbed, which is really cute.
Oh, that's cute. You should get him a song.
Give him a Sonic brand.
Yeah.
Like Dairy.
Yeah. A song that he perks up to. Like.
Like Africa by Toto.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't perk up to it.
I can't.
Well,
so I can't play
to.
Him.
They're like, put that
I
on.
I can't play him Spotify on my TV because then I can't listen to Spotify while I work. And no offense to Jerry, but I need that.
Time for an Apple Music trial.
I was thinking of maybe putting like Fish or something on the TV.
How many minutes per day?
Fish the band?
Not counting sleeping hours. Fish. Oh. Do you not have sound actively, like purposely in your ears?
So from the moment I wake up, I turn it on. It's going all throughout when I get ready. Then it's going when I'm driving to work. Very loudly while I'm driving to work.
And then the entire time you're
That's
at work.
When you discover songs that you can't drive to because you look down and you're going 100 miles per hour and you're like, okay, add that to the list.
Wait, hold on.
Why are you driving so fast?
Seriously?
Because you listen to the music and you get excited and you're like vibing out. You're like singing your favorite tunes. Like, no more Quinn 92 in the car. Like, can't do that anymore.
My friend's mom was listening to
Supermassive
Black Hole by Muse. Mm-hmm. And she didn't realize her car wasn't in park and she hits on the gas. Like, yeah, and song rocks.
I promise you, like if you listen to music while you're driving, like there will be some songs that you have to add to like a do not play while driving list. But so I listen to them driving into work. I get into work, I'd say about 5 minutes of me getting my stuff together, and then music turns on.
How does it feel in that 5 minutes?
Because
you don't do the like, hey, I'm here, good morning, how you doing? Like, you don't do that.
I do it to Mark. If you were still upstairs, I would do it with you.
You walk right by my office.
You're never in your office.
Like, turn around to see you.
I say hi to Bryn because he likes it when I say hi to him. So I say, hey, Bryn. He goes, hey, how's it going?
So what you do is you walk in, you pass an office, you say hi to someone, then you walk by mine, you ignore me.
Do you want me to
say hi? Then you walk upstairs and you pass Mark's office and you say hi.
I go, Mark, hi. Because I love Mark. And then
we're learning a lot about
then I
a lot about you.
Get myself situated, play music. I'd say like around, like I'll have like a meeting or something where I need to turn it. I've been experimenting with playing it very softly during my meetings. I think I'm going to continue that and see how the meeting goes and see how loud I can get like away with playing
like
the music.
Social experiment.
Yeah, I want to see if like the meeting flows better, if like we're more productive. Like this is my own little like
testing. Are
you testing.
Keeping track of the
I'll pull in Chris
and
Sarah. He'll pull some data for me. Like this will be legitimate. But
is your need for constant input of sound associated with something?
I just like can't stand the sound of my own thoughts.
Okay, but is that ADHD? Is that
probably ADHD? There is research that demonstrates that music helps with social interactions. It helps flow like creativity and like work. It regulates your emotions and your mood. So I find that effective. It does all those things for me. Yeah.
So then what does that say to you about me if I'm the exact opposite?
That you are psychotic.
Psychotic.
No thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't
but then,
get anxious.
I'll probably spend there'll be a time in the day where like I'll have to shut the music off. So a few hours during the day, then I'll drive home, music, go to the gym, music. Usually it's like the time, like I'd say like 6 to when I go to bed is when it's like no music.
Do you ever do podcasts instead of music?
Only this podcast.
Oh.
But yeah, at nighttime it switches to TV. Yeah. I'd say like
sort of a near constant.
I'd say like
flow of
like
sound.
Including like 24 hours a day, like when I'm sleeping, I'd say like I'm sleeping 8 hours, so that's 16 hours a day. I'd say like about 50% of the time I'm listening to music.
Do you put music on when you sleep, like the ambient noise? Whales?
No, I actually don't like sound while I'm sleeping, which is weird. But well, I like the fan sometimes, but I don't have a ceiling fan, so there goes that.
Interesting.
Back to misrepresentation of women in marketing strategies. Did you finish your BIC rant?
Yeah. On a rant.
Yes, it was. You're like, let me go off at BIC.
Okay, well, BIC for ladies is just a ballpoint pen, but it's pink.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That's like it's how yogurt for that's like yogurt for men. It's just like black with more protein
I
on
would
the
not
label.
Be nearly as mad if like women have different hands than men. They're usually different sizes. Like they have different length fingers. I don't know. Women have nails. If they were like meant for our hands, I'd feel differently. But it's just a regular ass ballpoint pen, but it's pink.
Do you know that they had done research and they found that we are most likely, it's 2.8 times more likely to, when we're purchasing a product for a woman, purchase something with nicer packaging. But when women are buying products for themselves, they actually prefer quality over quantity. Isn't that
quality
crazy?
Of packaging?
Quality of the product. Over like, sorry, not over like the
quality of the packaging.
Yeah.
Quality of the product over the quality of the presentation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. But like if you were like packaging. Buying something, you'd be like, let me buy like my like female friend like this nice looking package. But like in reality, she would probably just choose the product that's most effective.
Yeah, probably. But the gift giving is different. You have to zhuzh it up a little.
You got to zhuzh it up.
That's what a nice handwritten card, a nice GPT written card is for.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I write in every single card, happy whatever holiday or birthday. Hope it's great.
You gave me a holiday card, and I love how you crossed out Christmas and wrote like holidays. That made me warm.
I know we're way past the holidays. Way past.
No, because holidays are year round. We're way past the holidays that we say on holidays, but are actually Christmas. You know how it's confusing that we say holidays and it's just Christmas.
Here's my gripe.
But holidays are all year round.
Co-host.
And you didn't want to slander Christmas. You were like, no slandering Christmas.
I didn't say no slandering Christmas.
You were like, don't focus on Christmas too much.
Oh, well, I didn't want to talk.
Christmas is the most prominent of all the holidays in the U.S.
Because I didn't want to make it a Christmas-centric episode.
If we proportioned...
we're
about to fight.
If we proportioned, if we ratioed out that episode based off of like how much of holiday marketing is spent on Christmas versus other holidays,
I totally agree with you. I just didn't want to make it a Christmas.
You just didn't. You were like, "Don't start the war on Christmas."
No, I did not say that. I said
that's what you were thinking.
I said, "Don't make this about Christmas."
James really doesn't
because we're already past Christmas, and this makes no sense that we're talking about this.
Oh, man, okay, that was a rant.
I know. Yeah, you went off and totally made stuff up.
That was just the vibe I was getting.
Yeah, but back to the real problem, the real fight is you made her a great T-shirt, and you didn't get me one.
Well, now I'm going to get you a dusty millennial hat. Yeah, so it's there fine. You go.
Seriously, I was insulted. It ruined my whole Christmas.
No, it did not.
Ruin your whole holiday.
Yeah, the whole holidays. By the way, that little bit right there woke Chris up. He was falling asleep.
It's probably because everything was clipping. Everything was going down.
Yeah. So I'm like, whoa.
I was watching him fall asleep, and then we went into that.
He
was like,
I'm falling asleep.
He's not even drinking like Snoop wine, too.
We should have gotten the glass. Well,
No, I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Yeah, he would fall asleep faster. Yeah.
I gotta go grocery shopping after this. Be a lot funnier, though.
Okay, but here's a fun stat for you. Back to the misrepresentation of women and marketing strategies. Okay, so the Institute of Practitioners in Advertising produced research which revealed that 41% of ads featured men only, while only 28% featured women only. And then a YouGov research found that 59% of women feel negatively about the way they're portrayed in advertisements, and only like 37% of Americans, 29% of women believe that women are accurately represented in ads.
Go back to the second to last stat about women not liking how they're represented. Is there a male version of that?
So I don't know if men believe that they're properly or improperly represented. I know that 88% of male marketers believe that they are avoiding gender stereotypes. And then I remember doing research for... I was trying to find for Bill's Khakis the sentiment of men around like dressing and how they feel like, I don't know how to dress or dressing for this. And it was hard just off of like a quick desktop search to come up with anything. And I think it's because like we do have like a focus on like, oh, like it's easy to be like, yeah, like a woman's gonna feel misrepresented in this ad. Let's run a study. Let's figure this out. But I don't think it's like first instinct to be like, but what do the men feel? Back to like Barbie, honestly.
Mm. Wait, so are you arguing that this whole topic of...
That we are discluding men. Men are excluded from everything.
This whole thing is that men are the victims, is what you're saying?
But men act like the victims. As far, like from a quick desktop search, like no, I can't find anything readily. Maybe I need to like tighten up my search query, but yeah, I couldn't find any like legitimate studies that prove or disprove how men feel they're represented in marketing. And maybe that's just because no one's ever like asked themselves that.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a lack of studies or a lack of responses.
Yeah.
A lack of depth in the responses.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It fine.
Do you feel like men are portrayed? Speak for all men. Do you feel like men are portrayed accurately in advertising? Chris, you can chime in too. Yeah, we have two now.
Well, I think there's like archetypes or stereotypes of, you know, like the older they get, they go through a phase of like the dumb, like, clueless dad into the like, you know, the like wise sage professor. And so it's not, I mean, it's the same across the spectrum of gender of it not being representative. It's about trying to represent groupings of people. And so therefore archetyping or stereotyping.
Feels like men are more represented personality wise and women are more represented body image wise.
Maybe.
I saw one offensive article that was like, to speak to men, you have to be like, it was like, this article is incorrect. It has no stats or data or research, but it was like men care about like logical and rational and like blah, blah, blah. And like women care about like feeling. And like, it was like when picking a house, men will choose like the practical options. Whereas like women want a spa. And I was like,
I mean, a spa would be great.
I really there was like no, maybe it was just like the lack of citing sources, yeah, like linking outwards to other sources, the way the article looked.
It was just somebody's opinion.
Yeah, like it really looked like an opinion piece. I couldn't find any like valid research or data.
It's just generalization. Is every all these big brands
he didn't cite them, or she or they. I don't know. I don't know the gender. I don't know the author. I think the year was pretty recent. But yeah, I was like, this is kind of crazy. This is one of the top like search results too.
Interesting.
Yeah, I clicked out of it. I was like, this is useless to me. I'm looking for hardcore stats and data.
I think sometimes people just post statements like that. I can make up hardcore
stats and data and write you an article.
Yeah, but then people would fight in the comments. You're wrong.
I'll just turn off the comments section.
That was my favorite thing about Trivia Tuesday, is making up stats and like watching people get them wrong.
I got all them wrong.
I had people who were like, I like playing Trivia Tuesday. I'm like, I know. It's super fun.
Yeah. I'm really good at like pub trivia. I'm not good at rebel trivia.
Have I told you at the time my sister and our friend Becca and I cheated at trivia? Kind of.
No, why would you cheat?
Why would you cheat?
It wasn't like real cheating. So
you just pulled out your phone and...
So this is actually New Year's of 2020, the cursed New Year's. But we show up to the bar and they would just so happen to be having trivia. And there wasn't a limit on group sizes. So it was like the three of us competing against groups of like 10 whatever people. So we didn't know that my friend Becca was doing this, but she took out her phone and was texting her dad. So she wasn't Googling, she was just texting her dad. In today's age, we would say he was playing remotely. But so we ended up winning, and yeah, we won trivia. It was great. Never won trivia in my life before. Thank you, Becca's dad. And it was a $20 bar tab. So we bought Jello shots for the whole bar and passed them out.
For $20?
Wow.
It was like a grimy dive bar in Worcester. So like $1 Jello shots. So we were like, you get a Jello shot. You get a Jello shot. Delicious. Happy New Year's. Good luck in 2020. Best year yet.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you really threw a curse on it.
I actually do think COVID began in that bar.
I feel love in this Chili's tonight.
That was the origin.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
When I lived in North Carolina, I lived in Chapel Hill, and we used to go to, every Wednesday, went to trivia at Top of the Hill, had Back Bar, and they had trivia night. And it was a group of people, and we were generally older than the undergrad crowd who was there. And we just went to hang out and have fun and have a few drinks. But every single goddamn Gen Z or whatever was like, they all have their phones out, would Google the answer, and
that's
then answer
cheating.
It.
That is,
and it's like,
that's
why
cheating.
Are you here?
You should have taken their phone and thrown it against the wall.
But I couldn't understand,
and then screamed at them.
Part of it is like, you're challenging yourself. You're talking
it's
about it amongst each other.
It's like this, everyone gets a trophy, like competitive edge. You're like,
there was no
competitive
edge. I
gotta win because all my self-worth is if I win.
Well, we lost the interest in winning because there was no chance, because they would get every question right. Right? Yeah. They get every question right. We said something once to the host, and he goes, hey, this place sells out. They're making their money. They don't care if people are cheating as long as they're here. And I was like, it's fine. We don't need to win. But one time.
They just start making fake answers, and you have to,
But just things that are harder to Google. So coming up, it was approaching St. Patty's Day, and it was all Irish themed.
Your favorite holiday.
It was all Irish themed. And they were referencing stuff. So, like, they'd play music and people would hold their phone in the air with Shazam. They would literally, people would have their phone up in the air, like, you're not even trying to hide it. But then it wasn't showing up.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, I know who that is. I recognize that voice. And I was just nailing all these Irish questions. And then we crushed it. And I was like, that felt so good to know that you're beating an entire room full of people holding their phones out, Googling the answers, and they can't Google fast enough.
I like it when people ask me a question and instead of responding back, Google is free, I'll answer their question. I'll Google and answer their question. I'm like, they must think I am so smart. It's like, I'm better than Google.
That's how you pull the stats out of your brain.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone that I do that. Oh, I like it when they ask me questions. Can we talk about non-binary marketing?
Sure.
You'd pulled some.
Gender.
Yeah.
Bring it back, host.
Thank you. So that's what I'm segueing into. Look at me controlling the podcast. Mm-hmm. You had shown me some fun non-binary marketing articles.
Yes.
Is there anyone in specific that you would like to speak to?
I think the one that jumped out at me was the gender-neutral fragrance. Bring it back to Calvin Klein.
Mm.
That they were the first one to raise the question, like, why do we have gendered fragrances? Can't people just smell nice and not have a gender assigned to them?
Unisex fragrance launches have grown from 17% of all launches in 2010 to 51% in 2018. And the online searches for gender-defying blends has increased by 43%. The market segment is predicted to reach 190 million by 2025. Hmm. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
It has over like half of the market.
But I think, I mean, this is a generalization maybe, but a lot of like the new generations, Gen Z, Gen A, like they're a lot more androgynous in the way they dress and the way that they purchase things. So they don't want it gender assigned, even if you can't really tell it's gender assigned.
85% of Gen Z said that they preferred buying like more gender fluid apparel.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because only like 11% of the US identifies as non-binary. But even people who don't identify as non-binary are starting to gravitate towards like non-gendered products.
Yeah. I mean, you see it in fashion a lot, right?
Fashion.
Like I buy men's sweatshirts because I just think that they're comfier and they fit better. The other one I sent you was Mattel came out with a gender-neutral doll.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Barbie.
61% of parents of children aged 3 to 5 this year said that they were probably going to buy like gender-neutral toys for their children this holiday season.
This past holiday season.
Yeah, and it was in 2022.
Somewhere, I want to say it was California, is mandating that retail locations have a, when they have a toy section, have a gender-neutral toy aisle.
They should just not have genders assigned to any aisle.
Yeah, I don't, this is like completely a theory, but like you're like, my dog's a boy, and like if you misgender the dog doesn't care because it's a dog. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like to some
Same
extent,
with kids.
Yeah, like a child, like they're not really gonna know. Like they like what they like, they don't like what they don't like.
Well, it's
they don't
not
really
safe for
like,
parents.
Yeah,
like,
they don't have this don't cultural care. Connotation of what men versus women, like don't
boy
really
plays
know
with the Barbie,
that. Yet.
Girls play with the truck.
Yeah, they
Nobody
like,
cares. The parents
it's like,
care.
Well, like they learn it. They grow to like know what's expected of genders and what the stereotypes are, but starting like from the womb, some people think from conception, like they don't know what gender is. That's not important to them.
So just let them shop freely.
Yeah.
Get whatever toy you want.
Mix them together, like see what happens. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. A little grab bag.
A blonde, like point, close
yeah,
your eyes and point,
close
and, like,
your
pick
eyes and point.
And be like, that's your toy.
Well, I had seen something, I forget the source, but it was like, just assigning genders haphazardly to toys, like puzzle kit, girls puzzle kit. It's like, okay, it's the same exact puzzle.
It's Pink like, it's like this is like a
yeah.
lady doctor. And you're like, oh. Great.
Way off topic, but on that subject.
Speaking of lady doctor.
No, puzzles. Do you have puzzles at home you can bring in?
I love puzzles. Yeah,
I have a ton of puzzles.
Can you bring some in?
Yeah.
I want to just put them on tables. In
for
the
people
office.
To do puzzles?
Because there's two things.
We
One
should,
is when you're on a call.
We should get them custom made of like people's faces.
Well, let's start with
I just got a
bring
puzzle
me
of
free
my cat.
Ones.
Normal ones. Okay, fine.
You're on a call. It really helps focus.
Yeah, of your cat.
Of just doing the puzzle. Mm-hmm. Two, bring people together around communal tables. Like
and
the ones.
And get them talking.
Yeah.
Kev mm-hmm. pushed the two tables in the cove where I sit together.
Yeah.
I think we're going to keep them together.
Oh, big, yeah. big change.
I know. Well, I'm still sitting in the same spot, so not
Yeah,
not
she
that
put her name immediately back on the
I'd
whiteboard.
I'd like time to add my office sign. Sam, and sometimes Larissa's office.
Did you get the
I got the parentheses
right?
correct this Excellent. Time. I had to think good, about good. It. I was like, what did we do? What did he lecture me on? Oh, yeah. Sometimes in parentheses. Sam and
I wouldn't call
sometimes.
It a lecture.
Yeah, but it was a kind lecture, but it was like, let me teach you. It was like, Sammy Rubes, like, here's a little fun hack about parentheses. When you add things in parentheses, you have to be able to take the thing away, and the sentence has to still make sense. So when you put, and sometimes Larissa's office in parentheses, if you take that away, it just says, Sam office. I was like,
oh. It's poetry for cavemen.
I was like, that was actually very helpful. And the other grammar
I like
thing
that
you me,
held on to some of that, considering that was like 6, 7
the
months
other,
ago.
The other helpful thing you taught me is you taught me the difference between that and which.
Yeah.
And you said, which is like dependent.
The way I always explain it to people is, if you look at which as an aside.
This would interest my dad right here.
It's like an aside. and therefore it has the comma.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And if it's a continuous flow, it doesn't have the comma, therefore it's that.
What are other grammar things that confuse me sometimes?
So you're saying this thing, which is that. Goal
and objective all week.
Oh, yeah. Craig and I learned the linguistics between goal and objective.
Ooh, tell us.
So a goal is an overarching thing. So like my goal is brand awareness. An objective is a specific point to reach the goal. So my objective for brand awareness is 10,000 impressions in 4 months on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So when you're defining your business goals and objective, you're like, okay, my goal, this is my overarching thing. My objective, this needs to be like specific and measurable and actionable. I was getting them confused before because of the SMART goals acronym, but technically SMART goals should be SMART objectives.
Mm-hmm. That's a long acronym.
It stands for specific, measurable, either actionable or attainable, actionable, realistic, and time dependent. So when you're setting a goal, it needs to be specific.
You need an objective.
Yeah, an objective. When setting an objective, it needs to be specific. You need to be able to measure it somehow. It needs to be attainable. You can't just like be like, I want to go viral. Like, no. Wait, what's the difference between A and R? A is attainable and R is
realistic.
Realistic. Best. So realistic is like relevant probably.
I like my Powerball example.
And then time
is from smartgoal.com.
Yeah. Time is you need to set a date. I wrote that. Like you need to be like, I want to achieve this by blank so that you like know how much you incrementally need to grow by in order to like meet that objective. Anyways.
I don't know.
Did we talk about everything we want to talk about?
I feel like we talked about nothing.
I feel like we talked about nothing.
All right. Sam, do you have any final words for us before, you know, approximately 10 episodes later where we bring you in again?
Stop gendering products.
And start calling this the potty.
Yeah. This is an epi on the potty.
Epi on the potty.
And drink some Snoop Dogg wine.
Yep. Always crucial.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.